If you struggle with an anxious heart, your ADHD, you're married, you got a couple kids, this video might relate. Here's four key tips on to help calm your anxious heart. First thing is, admit your worry. Be honest about anxiety's hold on you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Being honest about anxiety is something that I'm challenged to do personally, because whenever I have anxious moments, I forget to remind myself, wait a minute, you're worrying too much. My wife often has to tell me, like, calm down, you're overthinking it. That's one of the main things, overthinking. You're overthinking it. You're thinking too much about it. And people with ADD, ADHD, we do that a lot. We overanalyze. It's just part of how our brain is wired. Myself included, we overthink about situations that we went into socially. Like, we could have been in a social situation. We leave that situation like, man, did I say this right? Or should I have said this? Or I could have said this. You know what I mean? Being anxious and admitting it is one of the things that I'm still learning at this point. But I do recognize when I've done it, you know what I mean? In the past, like, oh, shoot, I'm worried too much about this. I need to just chill, calm. Don't be anxious about it. And remember remember who God is, basically, in my life. Number two, pray for specificity. Bring specific worries to God in prayer. Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. Look at that. Man, this is beautiful. All you got to do is pray for it and pray about it and give it to God and be like, God, I'm anxious about this situation that I'm in. I'm worried about how I'm raising my kids. I'm worried about my marriage. Like, God, am I treating my wife well? You know what I mean? Am I being a good husband? You know, all these things can creep up. If you're married and if you have kids and if you got ADD, ADHD, like myself, because I constantly worry, I constantly overthink. And it's rare lately for me that I'm actually just chill, at peace, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to just relax, you know what I mean? Because my mind is constantly going, like, I have to do this, I have to do that, I feel like I'm not doing enough, you know. But just being able to pray and ask God, look, God, I'm anxious about this. Or not even just anxious, just be like, God, I'm overwhelmed. I have all these thoughts in my head. Help me to chill. Help me to rest in your peace. Sustain me, Lord. Here's my burden. Here are the burdens that I have of the day. I know I have to do this today, God. I know I'm going to be worried about this. I know I'm going to overthink this. Help me in this situation. Like, for instance, going out in public to go grocery shopping. Something simple as that. God, I got to go grocery shopping. I know people are going to talk about me behind my back, because it's a constant thing for people like me, because I'm socially awkward. I know I'm going to deal with that. God, please help me with this. This is an anxiety-ridden thing that bothers me, that I overthink, that I'm worried about constantly. God, help me with this. And God will sustain you. This is a beautiful, beautiful promise from Psalm 55, verse 22. Number three, meditate on peace. Reflect on God's promise of peace. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Oh my God, this is hard to do for me. Because, I'm telling you, my mind is constantly 100 miles an hour on everything, every situation. And lately I've been wanting to find something to be angry about. And I don't know why I'm like this, but I know it's anxiety, it's worry. Because the opposite of these things is peace. Like, be peaceful with yourself about these things whenever they occur. So meditate on peace, reflect on God's promise of peace. Number four, trust God's plan, surrender control to his perfect will. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Surrender control. Like, it's hard to surrender because we want control of the things in our life. We want control of how our marriage is going, how we raise our kids, how our work goes, like how working alongside our coworkers, how we want that to go, how we want certain situations to go. Sometimes, and they don't go as planned. Sometimes they don't go as planned because that's just life. That's just how life is. So surrendering control to God is one way that will help you to be less anxious, because God is God. He's sovereign. Like, he knows everything. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Like, put our trust in him. For he knows the plans. He knows the things that he has planned for us. So just being able to trust in him will help us to overcome an anxious heart. So here's one key takeaway that we can do on a daily basis. We can write one worry on a card, pray for it, and replace it with a scripture about God's care. So write it on the card. You can go to like ChatGPT or Grok. You just type in, here's a worry that I have, and how can I replace it with scripture? And or how can I attack this type of worry from a biblical perspective? And it'll shoot you out all these different scriptures. And so that's how to overcome an anxious heart. There's four different tips. Here's another video or a playlist that will be helpful to you of some more videos on how to overcome anxiety as a Christian. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching.